There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Off and running here on a Thursday. This is Follow the Money on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss, Pauly Howard, live in downtown Las Vegas from the Circa Resort and Casino. Always good to have you on board. Coming up over the next 3 hours of today's program, Richard Skinner covers the Bengals in Cincinnati. He'll be on the show in 1 hour. We'll talk to him about the Bengals and the Chiefs at that time. Pete Prisco, CBS Sports, later on in the show. We'll talk NFL awards with him and his thoughts on Mahomes and the injury. And then Thursday regulars, Mike Pritchard, former player, current VSiN host, his thoughts on the game, and Paul Charchin with player props to close up shop back end of today's show. So, Paulie, let me see if I have this figured out with the Bengals and the Chiefs, because now we know of at least two books that touched Bengals minus three. Stations here in town did for a couple of minutes, and they got resistance and immediate buyback on the Chiefs at that point the other day. Same thing from Caesar's Palace. They wanted to test the waters by going and seeing what that threshold was like. They put it at three. Bam! Instantly took bets on the Chiefs. And then we talked about this yesterday to begin the show. There was a betting service who gave out Chiefs plus 2.5 on Tuesday. So the reason why it got to where it was, Bengals minus 2.5 and then briefly minus 3, that's all taking Bengals money. The thought was Mahomes wasn't going to play. Well, then people who got ahead of that, betting the Chiefs plus 2.5, they were convinced it was going to be the other way around, that Mahomes would play. And now it's sitting at around a pick'em. Some spots actually have KC favored here on a Thursday morning. South Point in Las Vegas has KC minus 1. Points Bet has KC minus 0.5. There are some shops, globally speaking, that has KC favored as well. This number is only going to continue to go up, yeah? Because the closer we get to kickoff of this game, the more news is going to come out about Mahomes, and it's probably only going to be positive, right? Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I mean, the video that I saw yesterday, what's the takeaway? There was nothing really there that showed that, hey, he's going to be fine on the ankle. It's just now that he's going to play, and the more that he talks, the more that Reed talks, the more video you see, people are going, oh, this is going to be fine, and they'll probably get closer to a three-point favorite around kickoff.
Yeah, well, there was internet conjecture that he could barely walk early in the week, and then I was surprised he met with the media, and then you have the light jog and then the stretching exercises. So, yeah, you're going to find out right away on the first drive and when the Bengals send everybody at him as well. But he looked pretty good there, but then again, it's a whole different animal come Sunday. But the thinking is, as he's, I haven't left the facility other than just go home and sleep, that he's getting round the clock work on it, and it's only going to get better before we kick off on Sunday.
Yeah,
I mean, it's probably tied to also there was an outside chance he wasn't going to play, why the number kept going up.
There's no doubt,
and why it touched three. So now we know he's going to play, and it certainly was encouraging. But then again, is it the percentage wise about? And I thought that was a very good discussion yesterday, too, and breakdown that we had about, you know, why at that time, why on a Tuesday, why give out 2.5 with the release show, and where was the number going, and what does he mean, and what the number was if he's a healthy, and what they made it here at Circa. But now it's a guessing game onto what he actually is, 70%, 60%, I don't know.
Sure. And that video that we just played, and the video that made the rounds on social media yesterday, a lot of that was just him running forward, right, or jogging forward. What Michael Lombardi told us on Monday is the forward stuff is going to be there. That's going to be okay. It's the lateral movement from Mahomes that's going to be very questionable. And an injury like this, that's going to impact that more than anything else. So him from, you know, when he drops back to pass, moving from left to right rather than forward and backwards, that's going to limit him. And we broke down yesterday what this guy is like on the run. He's the best quarterback in football when he scrambles.
Yep.
The yards that he produced throughout the entire year, all of the numbers. Next-gen stats, they've been all over this. And it tells you just, and we all know this with the eyeball test as well, but the numbers really break it down for you. So again, I think that right now, if you want to bet the Chiefs, you got to keep betting them. Because I think this number, it's not going to go back the other way, right?
No, I agree with that. Right?
I mean, there's no way it goes back to the Bengals favored by 2, 2.5. It can only go one way. If it moves from where it is right now, it's only going to go in favor of the Chiefs.
Yeah. Well, maybe he doesn't. How much does he need the mobility, though, too? I guess if they're going to. But if you're going shotgun and everything's a quick pass, like the Bengals were supposed to do with their game plan, because you were down 3 offensive linemen. Mm-hmm. If everything's quick and hit Kelsey and hit Schuster right away. And I'm going to go shotgun and then use the rushing attack out of the shotgun. Maybe it's not that big of a deal. I don't know, but that's it's an unknown. I got to see what happens. It's a perfect opportunity for in-play betting because you'll know right away how compromised.
Yeah, here would be my tip for the game. Make sure you have your accounts loaded, fully loaded on Sunday because this has the potential to be maybe an all-time in-play wagering spot. Because if he goes out there and it looks like there's nothing wrong with him whatsoever, okay, you know what to do. But if he is, gingerly jogging, you know, to the huddle and back or maybe having some trouble, then unleash hell the other way as well. That, you know, both possibilities are going to be out there. Here's Mahomes talking to the media about what he's done since last Sunday.
To do some extra testing just to make sure everything was good, not after the game, and then get a few things done to help the treatment kind of start off. And then the next few days has just kind of been, I mean, all day thing where you're just doing either treatment or rehab or watching film. And I had to take Brittany a few places with me so I can be around the kids a little bit. But it's a full day thing where you're trying to make sure that you're obviously prepared for the Bengals and the great football team mentally and physically.
I can't wait to find out how the Bengals have been preparing for this now, right? Because their defensive coordinator is...
Well, Lou's good.
He's as good as it gets right now.
Yeah.
I mean, his stock couldn't get any higher than what it is.
Well, Taylor's saying the right things, too. We're not going to believe one report coming out of there.
Of course
either.
Not. No.
That's the right way to go at it. Mm-hmm. And you even should game plan for Henny, too. You have to think of everything if you're Cincinnati.
I believe in what Sal Palantonio told us on Tuesday. And he said, if you go back and watch the Bills game right away, they brought heat on Allen immediately in that game. And he felt like the Bengals are going to do the same exact thing. And it makes too much sense, right?
Yeah.
You need to test.
Well, different directions. Yeah.
100%. You need to bring heat from the corners, linebackers, anybody that you can. And you need to put him up against it right away in the game to find out exactly where he's at.
Well, I'm the other way, too, with Kansas City. How important is Chris Jones in this game? I mean, with these offensive linemen banged up.
For sure.
And now this Kansas City, pretty good pass rush. I mean, that guy can wreak havoc
and
ruin things for Burrow. So while Buffalo was horrendous defensively, and Cincinnati did whatever they wanted, and the breakdowns and blowing them off the line of scrimmage, total domination, as Mixon was gashing them on the ground too. I mean, how do they run the ball against Kansas City? Do they attempt to run the ball? Remember, these have been high-scoring games. But I want to see if they can put pressure on Burrow too. But the other thing is, going back to the line, I think he could be, like I said Monday, my God, while the games have been close, Mahomes hasn't been able to beat this kid 100%. What's going to happen now, even though if he's at 60 or 50%?
Sure. And, I mean, that's why the live play stuff is going to be so good. I mean, that's a great point, Paulie. The guy's the best quarterback in football, and he's 0-3 against the Bengals. Now, the games have been coin flips for the most part, but... You have lost every single timeout, and if you've been 100% in those games and still no bueno, It's one of the reasons why I've liked this Bengals team for many, many weeks now. But that storyline you just brought up can't go away. That's not going to vanish, or shouldn't, just because they were okay against the Bills. That offensive line for the Bengals could be an issue against the Chiefs.
Yeah, it should have been Sunday. That's why it was so disappointing. It's like, come on, guys. And whether or not how much they were helped by the snow, who knows?
Mm-hmm.
But you would think now with this, here we go again with another guy talking about, it's not going to be loud in the other stadium. What are you doing? Right? I mean, what Debo said about Philly.
I can't believe that's again.
I know, but it's going to be, how loud it's going to be in Arrowhead. So that's, expect false starts and expect that to be a problem too. And maybe they can put heat on Burrow.
Yeah.
But then, Debo comes out about, well, it can't be louder than it is in San Francisco. Come on. Why would you even, what are you doing?
No. I can't.
By
the way, we have been mocking that home field in Santa Clara since the stadium was built. Remember how it was not even a home field edge for that team for a long time because they didn't care. They were priced out of it. The true fans, they had to give up their season tickets. They couldn't afford them anymore, some people anyway. And then I think what Debo meant is actually when the Niners play road games, like when the Niners play in LA against the Rams, it's super loud for the 49ers. The fan base takes over
and
when
like
they played
the
out
here
in Las Vegas.
But this is a different act. You said it earlier in the week. No Philly fans selling their tickets.
Can we get an over-under on how many 49ers jerseys will be spotted inside the stadium on Sunday?
You're taking your life in your hands if you do that. You're going to get pelted with debris and spit on.
If I put that number at 19.5 jerseys, Niners jerseys inside the stadium, what do you want to do with that?
Yeah. You know, does Mark Rosen follow you on Twitter? Mark Rosen has been a longtime TV and radio personality in the Twin Cities.
Mm-hmm.
After the Vikings with Case Keenum went there, under for the limit, by the way. After the Vikings lost that game with Keenum, he retweeted all these videos of how Vikings fans were treated by Philadelphia fans.
Oh, that's right.
They're throwing stuff at him the whole game. Before and after.
Doesn't
matter if it were older people either. You're going to get accosted if you're wearing 49er gear there. So definitely under. And no one's selling their tickets if you're a hardcore Philly fan. There's no way you would do it. This is why you have the tickets.
And
the Super Bowl.
And they are such a quick starting team, Philly is, that if they jump on top of this 49ers team, I mean, the crowd's going to be, that's going to be a soccer crowd for 3 hours on Sunday, or a college football atmosphere.
Yes.
This is why you cannot take away home field for the AFC and NFC title game.
All right.
Yeah, okay, right. That should be obvious to everybody. Hopefully the NFL doesn't, they don't get too greedy with something like that.
Uh-huh.
All right, football fans, here we go. Conference championships coming up on Sunday. It's time to check out Bet Rivers. You can win up to $10,000 in bonus money instantly by playing our exclusive Bet Rivers Squares this football season. Place a $10 bet or more in qualifying bets, and you get a square on the house. If the numbers on your square match the final score of the game, you win. Restrictions on qualifying wagers, eligible bonus, and credit use. Full terms and conditions available at BetRiversSquares.com. Paulie will run down betting action from last night and win some, lose some. And we had an all-time moment happen during a college basketball game last night. Wait until you see what happened. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with CallSheet. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to CallSheet.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callshe.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Some, lose some is presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com.
Were you a winner last night?
All I do is win, 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 no matter what.
Wow, winning. Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Pauly Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
You believe it? It happened again. Thanks to Ian Duncan, Chris Otto, the guys who follow us year-round in the NHL. Vancouver, goal in the first 10 when they're on the road. 24-1. Seattle scored 7 minutes in. But one this year on the road. 25 games we've seen a goal in the first 10 minutes with Vancouver.
Crazy, Paulie. I know it was Moneyline Marv back east who was surprised on Twitter yesterday. Wait a second, guys. You didn't put it in pocket? How? It's an autoplay. I will tell you that I searched during the show yesterday and up to probably an hour before faceoff last night, right? Yeah. I couldn't find it at a single book out here.
It's funny. A lot of people like to poke fun at what goes on outside of Nevada. Mm. And we are awful in Nevada for menu and other items.
Absolutely. Yeah,
absolutely. You can't get a first-round leader in golf. You can't get a goal in the first 10 minutes of a hockey game.
Couldn't find it anywhere.
Yeah. Calgary, 16-3 run. These are all on the road. Toronto, 13-2 run. Washington, 9 in a row. Dallas, 8-1 run. Home. Ducks go in the first 10 at home, 9 in a row. San Jose, 12 of 13. Overall, go in the first 10. Vegas is on an 11-1 run with the yes. Blue Jackets surprised Edmonton. They were 3-1. Home teams in the NBA went 8-2 straight up. Nuggets, Bucks under. 236 down to 227.5. Easy, 107-99. More on that coming up. Warriors, Grizzlies over. 239.5 up to 246. You won if you got there early. 242. Curry tossed for throwing his mouthpiece. Jazz Blazers over. 235.5 up to 239.5. 134 or 124. Lillard with 60. Houston Central Florida over. 122 up to 128. 82-71. St. John's Creighton over. 150 up to 154. 104-76. Vermont from 5 up to 8.5. Won by 25. Also, when some Cowboys won a playoff game before the Orioles. I forgot about that.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
The Cowboys got the playoff win.
You have to admit, though, that was a pretty good prop that I made back in May.
Because the Orioles looked like you were going to get in there.
Yeah.
Right? Sure. Absolutely. Subscribe. Be part of the team. VSiN.com. VSiN Pro. You always want to watch the show and see these tweets and videos. Unprecedented. What happened last night. Tim Benz on the call. Loyola and Duquesne. Well, look at an Uber Eats driver came on the floor. The guy for Loyola's got the ball in the corner. He's being guarded. And he's ready to drive. And here comes the guy with the McDonald's. And look at this. He walks right on the floor, and the official's got to stop the game. I mean, here's the audio with the call, and Tim Benz, take it away.
We'll let it go into the bench, and Loyola would take over 10 minutes before we get a stoppage. And we got an official's timeout. And somebody came on the floor on the far side looking for an Uber Eats delivery or something. There is carrying some McDonald's.
Oh, this has to be one of the all-time greats.
I'm actually not kidding.
No, this is the truth.
I think that's what's happening.
This guy's in the corner. Looked like was he going to deliver the McDonald's to somebody on the court? Can we rule that out?
I think that's an Uber Eats sticker. Is that what that is? I'm trying to get confirmation. Uber Eats, yes.
Maybe I'll put my hand up. I'm getting a little hungry. You can bring it over here.
So we saw the stoppage. The man was ushered. Let's see if we can see this. No, this is going to be the turnover in the
corner. There he is.
There he is.
In the corner. Yay.
This guy is actually – who's he delivering it to?
The ref. The ref said later. Give it to me later. Not now.
Philip Alston's done a lot. I didn't think he needed a Big Mac for sustenance in the middle of the game.
I know, but I'm not – well, the official out there, Tim, he distanced him. Like, I didn't say now. Later. That's got to be – unbelievable. That's got to be something that the highlight shows are going to have a blast with.
Has the guy never been to a basketball game?
I have so many questions about this.
The guy walked right on the floor while the game was going on.
One would be, now, is it possible, right? Is it possible there's a small group of people like this person delivering Uber Eats who doesn't even know what basketball is?
Oblivious to their surroundings. Oh, absolutely.
100%. Not a sports fan, never gotten into it, walks into the arena and like, well, what is this? This is odd to me.
Yeah.
But I got to find the person who ordered them. I'll walk onto this court, I guess. Is this a big deal?
Yeah.
No clue. Absolutely clueless.
Not a bad move by the guy who was taking the game in to say, let me get McDonald's. Although they'll rob you with the fees, though, with McDonald's.
Well, so this is
how about, it's like Hoosiers where Hopper's drunk, comes running onto the floor.
I know.
It's like, what are you doing? Well, it's too dated, but Spicoli. Mr. Yeah. Hand, pizza yeah. over here.
Who got
Spicoli
the pizza?
Spicoli ordered pizza in class. Brilliant.
Right here. are the concessions down at the arena? The person ordered
maybe
Uber
bad
Eats?
Off. I don't know. Maybe it was just day-old nachos and stale nachos not
like,
having it.
I'm telling you, if Saturday night, if they don't, like SNL should do a skit on something like this, people that could get away with Uber Eats in just various events. Can somebody get into the Super Bowl now? Is this going to be a scam? Hey, Uber Eats.
They won't let him in.
I got 19 cheeseburgers here. Yeah, here's my order, section 8, whatever.
At the opening of Circa, the guy who does the suits and the tailor for Derek Stevens ordered McDonald's at the pool. The valet guy delivered double cheeseburgers to him.
You're kidding.
Absolutely. I was there. I saw it. I go, hey, Art, what are you doing? The valet. He goes, the guy gave me $100 to bring him a couple quarter pounders. The tailor for Derek Stevens.
Wow.
I saw the whole thing. Yeah, it's a scene, man. Absolutely.
I watched that video 7-8 times last night. I was laughing for a half an hour. I sent it to everybody that I know.
Yeah.
Like, you have to watch this.
Unbelievable. The concessions must suck at Duquesne.
They have to.
Guy orders McDonald's. How about this? Matthew Berry. Not bad. You know, we talked about Dable yesterday with Coach of the Year. Berry brings up a good point. Dable did a great job. I'm a fan. But the preseason win total for the Giants was 7. They won 9 and stayed healthy. 2 games over expected. 2+. Seattle preseason win total was 5.5. They won 9. And he made Geno Smith a thing.
Yeah, made the playoffs.
Who had Seattle in the playoffs? Everyone had him one of the worst teams in the league.
Go back to August, and there was a conversation between Chicago, Atlanta, Seattle, worst teams in football, Houston right there with them.
Yeah. That's fair. Yep. Forgot about Carroll. No doubt about it.
The more I think about it, the more disappointed I'm going to be if Dable wins the award.
Okay. I concur. Lose some. Nets Sixers under 228 down to 225. Not even close. 137, 133 Philly. They're hot. And the Bucks from 7 up to 12.5, 1-8. Denver sat everybody. It was supposed to be one of the marquee games. Big move. And the only one if you got there early. Lose some. How about the artist Banksy? He does this, I guess, from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
It's a stunt. He sets up a booth in New York run by a random person. No one realized it was real Banksy art. After 7 hours, 3 people bought a total of $420 worth of art.
And watching this video, there's one person who comes in. He bought, 4 things? And he bought it. He wanted something on his walls at his new place. As my wife said, who's a big fan of Banksy, this person walked in to put something on his new walls. Now that person can turn that into a mansion.
That's how much this stuff's worth?
Oh, millions.
You're kidding.
No, I am not.
And this guy does it as a stunt on a regular basis.
Nobody knows who he is.
So this guy made a fortune with the pieces he bought.
Once he finds out exactly what he fell into here, he can sell it and just, that's it. There you go. Bam.
Oh, wow. That is awesome. Great tweet. This is a lose sum. That's actually a win sum, now it turns out. But a great move by Banksy. One lose sum? Hey, I'm going home. Model Homes retired baseball stadium in Osaka, Japan. Look at this surreal piece of theater. Look at that. You're living inside of a baseball stadium. You see the parking lot, then you see the home set up there. What the?
It's a pretty amazing idea.
Wow.
I couldn't do it, though. I'd be too claustrophobic.
All right.
I don't want to be that close. I don't want to be, what I'm saying? You have to drive into the stadium every day to go home, and then there's how many ever homes are? Right. Hey, boy.
Win some, lose some, presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. If your first wager loses, receive a free bet equal to your stake up to $500. Learn more at betrivers.com.
feedback from people in the Philadelphia area today about what that stadium is going to be like on Sunday. This is from Jared. Guys, I worked at the Link 4 years in college. The Birds fans are more vicious than the Bird itself.
They had a jail underneath a veteran stadium.
Yep. I've seen two guys in their mid-20s rip a cheese head off a 10-year-old and push him to the ground.
Oh.
I've seen people throw beer cans. It's unreal.
Oh, yeah.
This is from Rob.
Same thing happened to Viking fans. That's what happened to Viking fans. Yep. They were throwing beer cans at him. Full.
Rob says, based on the many huge Eagles games I've been to, I think it will be well over 19.5 49ers jerseys. 19 and a half. Probably around 100. And only the ones that are looking to cause trouble will find it. It's mostly just verbal back and forth. So if you show up in a 49ers jersey, mind your P's and Q's. You should be okay.
See. Yeah. Remember, they blew out the Vikings that year.
Yep.
What happens if the Eagles lose?
I wouldn't want to be in a Niners jersey leaving the stadium.
Don't wear a Niner jersey if you go to the game.
Yeah. Nope. All right, follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Up next, fans are pissed. It stinks for casual bettors, and the league has to step in and fix it. We'll tell you what we're talking about coming up here on VSiN.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Looking for an Ed Sunday? We have you covered at VSiN. Become a VSiN Pro subscriber. Intro offer only $9.99. Get access to our daily recap of the top plays, every host, every guest, the betting splits, deep dive betting reports, and the betting guides. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. $9.99. Sign up today. VSiN.com/subscribe. All right. People ticked off last night. What'd you think?
I don't blame them. Do you?
Nope.
The league has to do something about this, Paulie. And it probably won't happen this year because we still have about half the season to play. But beyond this season, the commissioner, the league office, they need to step in and say, guys, enough of this crap. And the example here that we're using was last night in the NBA. I mean, we are seriously talking about one of the better games of the entire regular season. Marquee matchup, the previous two MVP winners. Antetokounmpo went back-to-back. Joker went back-to-back, and he's now the favorite to go three times in a row. Nuggets playing a back-to-back at the Bucks last night. And, Paulie, this game was to tip off at 8 o'clock Eastern at 6:33-ish p.m. So not even 90 minutes before the scheduled tip time, Michael Malone announced that Nikola Jokic, Jamal Murray, Porter, and KCP were all out of the game tonight. Now, you probably knew by the point spread during the day they were questionable and they were not going to play because we know this is how the league operates now in a back-to-back spot. Everybody sits against good teams. Doesn't matter. And that point spread went from like 7.5 to 12.5. And yes, the Nuggets did cover. But this is now, how many situations have we had like this so far this year? And I tweeted this out and the rage that I felt from people on social media, and I get it, Twitter's not real life. But this is a genuine problem that it pisses fans off, and I'm in their corner, and you have to be a full-time bettor on this sport alone, like somebody like Aaron Renning, who has been on this show and this network many, many times, who's one of the best in the world at this. You need to do this full-time to have a grasp of what's going to happen on a day-to-day basis in the NBA.
And anticipate who's going to sit and what's a bad spot and what's going to be load management, and even how the Clippers have treated Kawhi for years. Steve Kerr apologized to the Cleveland fans last week because they sat everybody, and it was your only opportunity to see the Warriors. But as Kerr said, we need to go to a 72-game schedule. If you need to point the finger, which people rarely do, and I don't know why. It's the greed of the owners. It's also Adam Silver's fault, too. We should be chopping games off the schedule.
Yeah.
He's adding games.
Yeah.
We have a play-in around now. There's going to be a midseason tournament they're going to add. They went to best of seven in the first round of the playoffs. There is no need for an 80-game season in hockey and the NBA. And there's baseball, forget about it. 162 games, but it's the greed of owners that you should be doing this, shouldn't be doing this. So you want to cut down on the back-to-backs. But again, you also, the coaches are up against it because their people are telling them, sit here, sit this guy here, don't play him on a back-to-back. We don't want to increase the possibility of an injury. And we want to be healthy come playoff time. And we've seen too much the last few years in the NBA where the champion has been decided by war of attrition and who stays healthy.
Yeah.
But this would never happen under David Stern. Never would have happened. He wouldn't have allowed it. It goes back to the first time it happened with the Spurs. What did he fine him? $500,000?
I think it was.
He did it on a national TV game.
It was at least $250,000.
Oh, it was a monster fine. Yeah. Monster fine. Guys, Duncan, Ginobili, Parker, and even traveled to the arena against Miami.
Yep.
But it stinks for the consumer. But it's on Silver. Eliminate the back-to-backs. Chop 10 games off the regular season. And you want to see these stars. But the other thing about, well, this didn't happen back in my day, and Jordan didn't do this, and
Stockton didn't do it.
Right.
Malone didn't do it. Olajuwon, you know, wouldn't do it.
Well, here's the problem. Guys, these kids, you are playing year-round basketball nonstop when you're coming in with AAU and get your rankings up and where you're going to be in the mocks and all this. So you are coming in from the get-go with wear and tear.
Mm-hmm.
Never happened before. And that's part of your problem, where these kids are playing so much damn basketball at 16, 18, 20, 22, they're coming into the league with significant wear and tear.
Yeah, the problem is you cannot have an 82-game schedule in the NBA. And I know they did it forever, and what you just said is absolutely true. But we've also learned more about the human body and what people need to actually stay healthy and stay around and have a very, very long career. It helps out to get a couple of days off once in a while. Less games would be better. Fewer games would be actually optimal. Some of the tweets I got last night, some of the responses here. This is from Kane. Why would anybody pay money to go to an NBA game? Probably at least an hour drive, $40 for parking, minimum of $30 a ticket. I could be salty considering I'm 0-3 seeing Giannis play in person.
Oh, God.
You know how much that would suck?
Yeah.
I mean, you specifically want to go see this guy play in person, and then, hey, you pay for the tickets to go to the game 90 minutes before. Nope, sorry, not going to play tonight.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, they got to fix the problem. I mean, all you have to do is cut 10 games off the schedule. That's a huge starting point right there. But owners won't do it. You know, and it gets worse.
I'd go to like 60 games.
Yeah. Well, really?
Oh, I would. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, it gets worse because Milwaukee goes to Denver, and apparently the same thing will happen. Milwaukee will be on a back-to-back, as I understand it.
Yeah, they play at Utah the night before.
There you go.
Then they play at Denver, and you can already look forward to that one. I'm sure, is that going to be a national TV spot? Flex out of it right now, because the Bucks are going to be sitting everybody in that back-to-back spot for the most part. And we brought this up yesterday on the show. It's like, we don't give out too many NBA plays here. Yeah, it's because we don't know who's going to be playing this time of the day, right? It's an educated guess. And we had other people responding to that comment on the show yesterday saying, we get it. Like, I can't make a bet on the NBA in the afternoon. I mean, we can have an idea.
Well,
but then they could flip their minds. It could change. Jonathan Von Tobel, who is the senior NBA analyst here on VSiN, he did a podcast this week with a gentleman by the name of Matt Mieselman, and it's called Hardwood Handicappers. I would suggest you go and listen to that podcast this week, because they talked about this exact situation, and Matt does this in the NBA, it sounds like full-time, like that's what he does, betting this league.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what you have to do to have an idea and an understanding of how teams and players are going to operate in these situations and what questionable means compared to doubtful, guys that have been out, and then all of a sudden they're going to be ready to play. It's a total guessing game.
Well, more wear and tear and more minutes and more back-to-backs, you increase the chance of injury, and that's what their people are telling the coaches. So the coaches listen to the strength and conditioning people, and that's where you... But the other thing is, look how many... These guys make so much money, you can't have them compromised or not available for marquee games down the stretch or also the playoff games. And look at Kawhi Leonard. I mean, he's had significant injuries and how they use him and not playing back-to-backs, and it's a guessing game when Kawhi's going to play.
Been his whole career.
But no doubt about it that the league has a big problem here. And it's been that, but it seems to get worse this year with the timing and the marquee games. And you thought this would go away when you get marquee games and national TV games, but it hasn't. But then you get what you had last week, where Steve Kerr's apologizing after sitting everybody against Cleveland and their only opportunity to see Curry and the guys.
Yeah, here's a tweet from Tripp. He says, you can't just blame the owners for the number of regular season games. Both parties collectively bargained this. The reduction of revenue for players and owners is the hurdle that prohibits a schedule change. Now, he's exactly right. And this is why the next CBA, I think, could be a bloodbath.
Well, you could just eliminate back-to-backs altogether, though. And I understand it's very difficult to make the schedule because you have concerts and a lot of these arenas. Same with hockey. You know, it's tough. But you got to cut these games out. But just don't give me the NBA's adding games.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. You already have the play-in round. Now you're going to add a mid-season tournament?
What do you think about TV partners?
You can't have it all. The owners want their cake and eat it, too.
Yeah, the TV networks and partners paying this much money for it, too. They're supposed to
have that. Oh, sure.
Right, and they do a good job of putting what are supposed to be marquee games in the national spotlight probably two or three times a week, and then, like three-star players, I'm good. I need the night off tonight. And that's got to be very upsetting to most people involved. Again, I'm sure people who are betting this full-time, they have a pretty good grasp on it, and they might be the ones who are making more money than anybody. But for fans, casual bettors, like I said before, it absolutely stinks. I remember this is many, many, many years ago. My dad took my two older brothers on a four-hour drive to Milwaukee to watch Hank Aaron play. Again, this is like probably the radio was what existed. They got to the old County Stadium in Milwaukee, and up on the screen, the Jumbotron at the time, it said, this is like a little bit before first pitch, Hank Aaron will not be playing in the game tonight. You know how disappointed they were?
Yeah.
And that's an entirely different world back then compared to where we live today.
Mm-hmm.
And it happens all the time now.
There is no need for this many games in the regular season.
Yeah, no.
None.
Nope.
None. Because the contracts are going to be huge. You're going to get huge TV deals anyways.
Sure you are.
It makes the regular season more important, too, mm-hmm. in these games. The less is more. I mean, it's outrageous that we're still playing 162 baseball games.
I would totally agree.
I mean, you can't. Everyone has short attention span now. Everything is instant gratification. We have changed as people. We don't. We can't do this anymore.
Yep.
You can't have a 6-month regular season.
It's like run. Yes, no. Run in the first inning. Very popular bet. Go in the first period. Why? It's because, bam, instant gratification.
I want it now, and I want to move on to something else. Yes.
Yeah. Very creative weekend props in the NFL. Next. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled Kalshi, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Bet $10 on conference championships and get a square. Go in up to $10,000 in bonus money instantly. Play their squares this football season. If your numbers on your square match the final score of the game, you win at Bet Rivers. Full terms and conditions available, BetRiversSquares.com.
So when you look at the props, Paulie, that are available at this point for the weekend, and a lot of creative, like weekend-long props are available, which we will touch on today throughout the show. Some player props, too, that caught my eye. I brought up the Miles Sanders rushing prop yesterday, but that moved a good 5 yards. I'll give you one that I like. as of right now, and it's Jalen Hurts' longest completion is 38 and a half. Now, last week, the Eagles got the job done against the Giants on the ground. I don't see that being the case against this 49ers defense. I think they beat him up through the air, and Hurts throws to Smith and A.J. Brown and Dallas Goedert and maybe some of the running backs and other weapons too. The longest completion San Francisco allowed going back, 46 yards to Dallas, 50 yards to Seattle, 77 yards to Arizona.
First play of the game, I believe.
Yep. 60 to Las Vegas, 51 to Washington. And where those teams rank when it comes to explosive passing percentages, Dallas is 21st in the league. Seattle is 8th, Arizona 30th, Las Vegas 14th, Washington 23rd. So it's kind of all over the map here, and the Niners defense allowing it to pretty much any team, regardless of how good they are at throwing the ball down the field. That's, what, 5 games in a row where that longest pass completion sailed over 38.5 yards? Well, the Niners defense ranks 21st overall in explosive pass percentage. And now they're taking on an Eagles team that ranks 5th overall. And going back and looking at the Eagles in their previous games, they had a 40-yard completion against the Giants in the playoff game, 37 in Week 18. Also in the regular season, a 78-yard completion against the Saints. By the way, Saints number 1 overall in explosive pass percentage allowed on defense. A 48-yarder against Dallas, a 68-yarder against Chicago, a 41-yard completion against the Giants, and a 40-yard completion against Tennessee. So going back in all those games, they had a completion. That was with Hurts or Gardner Minshew. And when you look at all the numbers and break it down like that, I have to go over Jalen Hurts' longest completion, 38.5 yards in this game.
Yeah. And Brown could be your guy, too. That, why does this keep happening to San Francisco when you have this great defense? You're only giving up 16 points per game.
I think that's the one weak spot on the entire team, right?
Yeah. The Arizona play was a fluke. That was a jump ball and double coverage.
Yeah.
Metcalf did torch him in the playoff game. And Dallas had guys open last week, too.
Yeah, CeeDee Lamb had a good game, yeah.
Yeah, and Dak missed a couple wide receivers deep. The Miami was the house call, slaying over the middle. I mean, this is wild.
Davante Adams killed him.
Yeah.
In that game. Even Washington had a 51-yard completion. Miami, the first play of the game, yeah. Right? To a 75-yard touchdown. Miami's number one overall in explosive pass percentage. Arizona earlier in the year had a 47-yard completion. The Bears in week one, if you want to go back all the way to that spot, had a 51-yard completion in what was a quagmire during that game. So it's setting up here today where in this game, I think, again, it could be Watkins, maybe?
All right, yeah.
They could take a shot deep to him. Brown's a beast.
Will you look at all yards for Hurts? To throw 300 yards, throw for 300 is 3-1. To throw for 350 is 8-1.
Oh, man.
Purdy is 950. 350 yards. He's plus 425 for 300 yards, by the way. But do you think Hurts could have a monster game through the air?
Yeah, I think he could have. I don't know if he goes for 3 or 350. 350 is a big ask. But
the prop seems low, though, at 240.
246.
246 in that range.
Yeah, I don't. To me, I don't know how you put a game plan together if you're the Eagles this week that says we're going to run Miles Sanders, Kenneth Gainwell, and Boston Scott and use Hurts running the football. We had people, I had somebody reach out to me last night and said 9.5 is the rushing prop. How many attempts for Jalen Hurts? Like, no way he's going to run 10 times in the game. So yeah, maybe shaky here, although I think he's going to be fine. But you, this is how you beat San Francisco. And they have this is why the Eagles are so good. They can beat you up on the ground or through the air because they have weapons galore on this offense. And I would actually look at Purdy alt unders if you can find those. I would look at below 200 yards. I'd look at
you
below like 175.
Right. Yep, okay.
You want to get nuts.
Yeah, that's available too. Very good.
Yeah, so that one really stood out to me. Kind of it's a banger, Paulie, as the kids like to call it today. Some of the creative props that we have for the weekend. They posted it again at DraftKings. Any non-quarterback to throw a touchdown pass on Championship Sunday. Now that we have 2 games left, that number's ballooned up to 15-1.
We haven't had the fat man touchdown.
It would be very cocky for the nine or for the Eagles to run the Philly special.
Yeah. O lineman's 35. 150 yards receiving. It's plus 250. There's a lot of talented guys out there this on Sunday.
I could see that.
Big names. Yeah.
I think I'd rather bet that at plus 250 than any player to have at least 150 rushing yards.
Yes, I
plus $9.
Right. I can't see that. How about this? Welcome back. Where's it been? Will any team recover an onside kick? 20-1. I haven't seen this until this round. And that they put it up there during the Jacksonville game. There's been three the whole year?
I think it's either 3 for 56 or 3 for 59 in that territory
for
the entire season.
Put it up on a Jacksonville, Kansas City onside kick. My God.
So I would not bet 20-1. I'd take a peek at 50-1 maybe. But 20-1, that's a little bit too low. How about any team to kick a game-winning walk-off field goal at the end of normal time is how it's phrased. Plus 450.
Okay.
At the gun.
Not bad. Yeah, at the gun. Yeah. Nah, not enough. But that's, you know, it's also historic here with the records that they have and the point spreads. Ben Fowkes here at VSiN. The last time the spread for both championship games was fewer than 3, 1997. Elway and the Broncos were 2.5 at Pittsburgh. Green Bay was 2.5 at San Francisco. Both the road teams won. And this is the sixth time ever that the four teams left all won 12-plus games in the regular season.
Very strong. How about each opening kickoff to be a touchback? Yeah. Yes, plus 195.
It should happen in the Kansas City game.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it will, in the sense, especially if Philly receives.
Yeah.
I don't think Gold will get it there.
That's plus 195 on that. Each team to have a successful fourth down conversion on Championship Sunday.
Oh, God.
The yes is 9-1.
Each team?
Yeah. I would need much higher than 9-1. I it's very creative, but I can't bet 9-1. You're talking about four teams.
Shanahan doesn't like to go for it.
Right. All four teams, first of all, have to then have an attempt.
Yes.
Which is unlikely. And then they have to all convert on top of that.
Uh-huh.
Which seems like, oh boy, very, very unlikely to happen. You've been betting these, you know, will each team have a passing touchdown or a rushing touchdown, points in every single quarter? That's minus 165 this week.
Yeah, that seems way low. Yeah, I like that.
Either team will go to game will go to overtime is 6-1. How about a return kickoff for a touchdown in any game, 10-1?
We were close in two games.
Yeah, we almost had two of them last week.
Kicker saved the day.
Tell you what I would not bet is any punt return. Again, when's the last time we had, this guy's dangerous, you want got to kick away from him?
No,
that part of the game has been eliminated.
The kid for New England. I'm blanking on his name.
Marcus Jones?
Yeah. That was the first one of the year.
Yep.
The walk-off against the Jets.
I had the Jets plus 3.5.
So, yeah, your buddy Zach Wilson. Right, but that doesn't happen anymore. Kickoff, yeah. I mean, it was right there. And again, why I was losing my mind Saturday during the Chiefs game. Butker can kick it through the end zone anytime he wants.
Yep.
Stop getting cute. Kick it out of the end zone.
Yep.
And they almost returned two on you.
What happened?
You handed them 14 points with that crap.
Paulie, here's... Well, I'm old man here today, right? Remember Dana Carvey on SNL, grumpy old man? Back in my day, what happened to the days of Devin Hester? And who was the Chiefs returner, Dante Hall?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, come on. It was a thing of beauty to watch those two guys play, among others. By the way, this is we were talking about the stadium this week. You know, we'll save this. There's a soundbite that we have coming up on today's show about Shanahan, how to use Brock Purdy, and Shanahan compared the experience in Seattle to what they're going to play for. No. I mean, it gets loud in Seattle. I don't know if that's
No.
So we'll play that a little bit later on in the show. It's time now for your pro tip of the hour. Make sure your accounts have money in. Live betting. Chiefs-Bengals, depending on how Patrick Mahomes looks and how he looks early in the game on Sunday. You get a pro tip every hour here on the network. That means at least 20 every single day. They're sortable on the website by sport and by show at vsin.com. All right, up next, we will get into the Bengals and the Chiefs, and as I look at the screen right now, Circa has KC favored by 1. Westgate moved to KC minus 1. South Point in Las Vegas, KC minus 1. I'm seeing other books. MGM moved KC minus 1. So other books, as they open up this morning, they're going to be moving the same exact way. Bengals beat writer Richard Skinner is going to join the show. Can we expect to see the Bengals blitz Patrick Mahomes from the get-go? There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.